Things had really changed for Adam and Eve. In the garden, they had been naked, which meant that they were innocent, selfless, and perfect. They were both naked and were not ashamed. Shame is different than guilt. Shame includes an unhealthy preoccupation with oneself. That Adam and Eve were not ashamed before the fall makes sense because they didn't have that level of self-awareness that comes from sinful, selfish navel-gazing. But then as soon as they sinned, their eyes were opened to a new reality. Now they knew good and evil. Knowledge that their Creator had withheld from them for their own good. And now they could see that they were naked. They were exposed. They were vulnerable. And when their eyes looked toward themselves for that first time, they were ashamed. Now sin leaves them preoccupied with themselves. You know, sin does that. Sin curves our gaze in upon ourselves. And so what were Adam and Eve to do? They hoped they could hide themselves. And so fig leaves seemed to be handy, and they became the garment of choice. But fig leaves cannot hide sin and guilt. So after God exposes the pair hiding in their shame, they acknowledge their sin. Acknowledged, but not confessed. And then God pronounces to them and the serpent the new reality of the world, a paradise lost. And then God upgrades their wardrobe from the bloodless fig leaves to garments made from skin. And so they quickly learn that God was not wrong in threatening death when they ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But he mercifully stayed their executions by shedding the blood of whatever innocent animal this was from which he took the skin to cover them. Their nakedness would be covered at the cost of an animal stripped of its very skin. And so the first death happened at the hands of the Creator himself to grant Adam and Eve the luxury of hiding their shame and guilt behind the innocence of another creature. This is the true nature of sin. You want to hide behind fig leaves, but fig leaves just won't do the job. It's impossible to hide from God. It's impossible to hide sin from an all-knowing God. Your words are like those flimsy fig leaves when it comes to covering up your sins. They just can't hide you. The fig leaves of your words only trick you into thinking that you are blameless. Sin can only be covered by skin. Now, Scripture doesn't really tell us what the animal was that God got the skin from. But given the fact that lambs are so often selected to be the sacrifice in the tabernacle, in the temple, it's not unreasonable to suspect that the first animal to die was a lamb. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. John spoke those words describing Jesus. Lambs became the sacrifice in the temple, reminding Israel of that night when God brought them out of slavery in Egypt through the blood of the Lamb. Behold the Lamb who is not actually a lamb but a man. Behold God with a skin. Behold the man scourged by the Roman soldiers with their evil whip, crowned with woven thorns, clothed with a purple robe. Pilate brought him out only to show the people not a king, but a mere man. Behold the man, God with skin. Behold the man who was nailed to the tree, stripped naked, his clothes divided among the soldiers, and his tunic gambled away. Behold the man, God with a skin, whose skin is shamefully exposed for all the passerbys to mock. Behold the man who will bear your sin and your shame. Behold the man who will suffer in your place, whose nakedness is an answer for Adam's. Behold the man naked and ashamed with nothing to hide. Behold the man stripped to bear your sins, all of your sins, even the ones that you try to hide, the ones you pretend that aren't there, the ones that cause you the greatest shame. All of the sins, all of your sins, hang there on the cross with this man, this God, this Jesus, naked and dying for you. Behold the man stripped naked so that he might clothe you in new skin. Behold the man who will hide your sin with his own righteousness. Behold the man who gives himself for you to wear. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. In the water of holy baptism, you are clothed in the perfection of Jesus' righteousness. And so now he covers you with his own skin. In Christ, your sin is gone, your shame removed, your guilt dissolved. Behold the man. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.